with cauliflower, as I was just telling you, all I do, steam it. I do like it steamed and I don't put anything on it. I actually love just that plain old cauliflower steamed.
Yep.
But the other thing is soup. So steam it up and puree it, basically.
I love a beautiful cauliflower soup because, you know, the texture that you get with cauliflower when you make it into a soup is that luxe velvet texture. It just goes so soft. And, in fact, I've brought a roasted cauliflower dish in for you today. But, in fact, if you roast your cauliflower in a 220 to 230 degree oven to get a little bit of a caramel on it first before you make the soup with it, you will get the most immense flavour.
I don't know why I hadn't thought of that because I do it with pumpkin. For pumpkin soup.
And you think about just putting pumpkin straight into the pot and making a soup or roasting it first, and the flavour change is immense because you're caramelising the sugar that's in the cauliflower to give it extra flavour.
All right, next time, that's on my list of things to do when I do the cauliflower soup. But what have you done here? Because you have just roasted it, not made it into soup.
Yeah, so really, as a side dish, I've thought, well, I've just got some olive oil, a whole head of cauliflower, and I've cut it vertically down through the root into about 12 pieces. So there's 12 wedges onto a big baking tray, olive oil, salt and pepper, 230 degree oven. So it's blasting that cauliflower, giving it a toss, obviously, through the olive oil so it coats. And then for about 25 minutes, so you get some real crispy bits, some little burnt bits on the outside of the cauliflower. Taken that back out of the oven, thrown a couple of knobs of butter on the cauliflower, and then covered that with foil. And I put that back in the oven to give it a steam, just to cook it through to get that nice softness. And I've only put it in for another 15 minutes, but at a lower temperature, at about 180 degrees. And there you have the most delicious kind of side dish, something with fish, chicken, you name it. It's a really great way to eat cauliflower. And I guess the reason I've brought cauliflower in is that there's wonderful cauliflowers coming from Gingin and from the southern forest from around Manjimup at the moment. We're still in season, but I guess another month we'll start to be going out of season with them. So I thought, why not get into them now and make this dish?
Russell Blakey going through his, I've got it in front of me and I'm going to give
it
a try.
I do. You're showing great restraint, Belinda.
I know, the great smell in the studio this afternoon whenever you come in, Russell. But what about you?
Always my food though, isn't it?
It's the combo. You and the food. 1-300-222-720. Do you have something you do with a cauliflower that is going to, it could even, I don't know, blow Russell's socks off this afternoon. You might steal it for the restaurant. Helen has called through. Helen, what do you do with cauliflower?
Hi. Yes. Half a cauliflower into tiny little flowerettes.
Yes.
One cup of self-raising flour and some salt and pepper and enough beer to make a lovely runny batter, like cream. Okay, heat up your vegetable oil. Fry up the cauliflower so it's really crisp and beautiful. Then you make make the dressing first.
Mm-hmm.
2 teaspoons of finely sliced garlic, 1 teaspoon of finely sliced ginger, 1/2 cup of soy sauce, a red chili slice, and 2 tablespoons of lemon or lime juice. Pour it over the top. It's delicious.
That sounds absolutely delicious. And that was self-raising flour?
Self-raising flour.
So it just puffs up when you deep fry it. Of course. And it would be so deliciously crisp and the cauliflower goes sweet and soft in your batter.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, I love that recipe, Helen.
Okay. Helen, we'll see it on the menu shortly, Russell.
That's delicious.
Some ideas. You write
well
that one down. Lily has called through. Hi, Lily.
Hello, Belinda. Hello, Russell.
Hi, Lily.
I don't know which recipe Russell has given, so I hope mine doesn't clash with his.
Never. Never.
But what I do is I buy a whole cauliflower and break it up in florets and then sprinkle oil on it in a baking dish and then 1 teaspoon of cumin, 1 teaspoon of coriander,
okay,
1/2 teaspoon of turmeric and a bit of salt and fresh chili and ginger and then just bake it in the oven at 180 degrees.
So that lovely spice, as it roasts in the oven, you're roasting the spice at the same time, so you're really bringing out the flavours in those spices.
Correct, yes.
What do you serve that with?
I just have it as if I'm having antipasto, I'll have it served in a bowl with that or just with salad, really with anything.
Lily, Belinda, how good are these recipes? Lily, thank you. That's delicious.
I'm going to listen back to the podcast later, the audio later, and write these down because I don't have time to get it all at the moment. David has a cauliflower recipe. Hi, David. What do you do?
Hi, guys. My wife's a vegetarian, so I'm a carnivore, so this is a good way to spice it up. You take a whole cauliflower and you blanch it, and then you hit it with a bunch of butter and paprika, and you roast it off.
Yep.
Then we have a lovely beer cheese sauce that she makes with a bit of mustard, and you pour that over the top of the crispy cauliflower. It's one of my favourite dishes that she made, actually.
That sounds really... Now, can you elaborate a little bit more on this beer cheese sauce?
Yeah, sure. So you just make a roux with a bit of butter.
Yep.
Then you get a bit of milk or cream in there, and then hit it with a bunch of cheese and a bit of dark beer, which gives it a lovely kind of almost nutty brown flavour to it. And then, yeah, you pour it over the crispy cauliflower.
I'm tasting this. That's a great one, David. Thank you.
The standards are quite high this afternoon.
I'm feeling a little bit kind of, you know, out of place. I hope you taste mine and you like it, because you might revert to one of our callers.
I'm getting to this very shortly. 1-300-222-720. Talking about the cauliflower, some great ones coming in. What did you say? Gingin and the southwest?
Gingin and southern forest.
Southern forest, part of Western Australia. So look out for those in your shop. Julie has a simple cauliflower recipe. Julie, hello.
Yeah, but I like to do it with about half a head of cauliflower and an equal volume of broccoli. I cut the cauliflower into florets and I cut the stalk into similar sized pieces, and the same with the broccoli.
So you can do
it actually with the stuff from the freezer, you know, half and half broccoli cauliflower.
Yes, and I love the fact that you're using the stalks, because some people cut the stalks out of these brassicas. It's the best bit.
If they've got leaves on it, I use the leaves as well, because why not? And I heat up olive oil in a pan with enough garlic, depending on the people who are being around, and enough chilli, depending on the people who are around.
Yep.
And then I just stir fry it rapidly.
All right.
Beautiful, Julie. Thank you for that. 1-300-222-720. On text, Russell, and I'm just trying to find it. Here it is, Linda in Rockingham. Cauliflower rice. Chop a head of cauliflower finely. Tip into baking dish, which you have sprayed with olive oil. Bake at 180 degrees Celsius. Stir every 10 minutes until just tinged. A very tasty alternative to real rice. What do you think of that idea?
Again, I love it, because you're burnishing that cauliflower in the oven. So by roasting it, you're developing more flavour. And just that simple process of making a cauliflower rice. And have you heard of cauliflower couscous? The same thing.
Yeah.
I even love it raw. You can grate it or put it in a food processor, and you basically get it to the texture and the size of couscous, and then dress it and make it into a salad, even as a totally raw veg.
Chef Russell Blakey in the studio this afternoon, talking cauliflower, getting some of your recipes. 1-300-222-720. Russell, I just looked up a few cauliflower recipes before coming to speak to you this afternoon. One was from Ellen Lund. She's a freelance food columnist.
Right.
And in that, she just made me laugh, because she said, "Now, cauliflower does give off a strong odour as it's cooked. I have a candle in my kitchen that I burn whenever I steam it to alleviate that 'who just cooked cauliflower' smell when you walk in the house." However,
just
the finish is great.
Just in case you're inviting friends around and you're a little bit scared about, you know, the whiff.
I know. I hate that idea. I hate room fresheners. I hate anything. I just want to smell the smell.
Well, you know what? And I'll tell you what, if you want to smell cauliflower, another idea for cauliflower is to ferment it. And it's literally simply getting some salted water and breaking the florets off, popping it in a jar and shaking it vigorously so the cauliflower bruises, and then basically packing that cauliflower tightly into the jar, just filling it just over the top of the surface of cauliflower with some lightly salted water, and then pressing it down or putting a little sheet of muslin on top and popping a lid on top. And that cauliflower in about 7 days will start to ferment. You've got to burp the cauliflower so it doesn't explode in the jar. But I use that cauliflower at home as a little condiment to add to salads, because it's a little bit like kimchi. You get this delicious kind of crunchy, flavoursome addition to a salad. It's quite lovely, actually.
You are very eager to share your cauliflower recipes. Russell, I'm going to try your roasted cauliflower, but Marta would like to share, this is a recipe for a cauliflower sandwich. Hi, Marta.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Talk us through this sandwich.
Hi, Marta. This sounds really interesting.
So We have two slices of lavash bread.
Yes.
And we're making steaks of the cauliflower.
Oh, yes.
Season them with olive oil, smoked paprika.
Yep.
And some garlic powder.
Yep.
So you marinate them, roast them in the oven for 10 minutes each side,
mm-hmm.
marinating on both sides.
Yep.
And then some ooey gooey cheese, provolone or something like that.
Yep.
And then, in between the two pieces of lavash with some honey mustard aioli.
Oh.
Toast them on each side with a bit of butter on each side, and then you've got an ooey gooey cauliflower sandwich.
That sounds really tasty. And how thick do you slice the cauliflower when you make your sambos with them?
Oh, about, a knuckle.
Gotcha. What great ideas. Thanks, Marta.
That's so great, Marta. Thank you for that. Loved it. Just tried Russell's baked cauliflower. What have you done with that? It's got the walnuts. I can see sesame seed.
On top, I've taken a little bit of license from the Japanese. They have a seasoning called they call furikake, which they just throw onto stuff that they want to make taste good. They throw it onto rice. Traditionally, they make it with some seaweed and some chili and some sesame seed. But what I've added to that mix, they also traditionally have orange zest in there, dehydrated orange zest. I've added some walnuts and I've added some quinoa that I've popped. So really it's got a little bit of a Western influence from manjimup walnuts and some quinoa, but that's given it some texture and a little bit of a fusion, for want of a better word. And how does it taste on top?
Oh, I'm loving it.
And there is a dressing on there as well.
Yeah, what have you done?
It's a miso dressing. Very simple. It's some white miso, a bit of rice wine vinegar, a dob of honey just to sweeten it and balance it, a bit of water, and it's whizzed up and emulsified with some salad oil.